الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, perhaps one of the greatest challenges that faces humanity is making intelligent choices with regards to that which is a priority to us. Simple example, somebody is going to go on a journey in a year's time. What is his preparation for that journey? What is his mindset with regards to that? Does he start booking his flights from now? Does he ensure that he has sufficient provisions for that journey from now? Then there is another journey he has to make in a month's time. Now if we weigh this, one is a month's time, one is a year's time, what is pressing on his mind? What is the intelligent thing to do? And then take it further. There is one more journey that he has to make tomorrow. For example, maybe he's going in the path of Allah 3 days, 40 days, maybe even 4 months. So one journey a year's time, one in a month's time, one tomorrow. What does he prioritize? What does he prepare for? What is the intelligent thing that he is supposed to be doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the source of all knowledge and all intelligence. Quran is Allah's sifat, Allah's quality. Quran is Allah's kalam. And the living, walking, talking, practical Quran, in the light of the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that describe for us the conduct and the morals of the greatest of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was her response? Ama taqra'ul Quran? Do you not read the Quran? The walking, talking Quran was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is the source of all hikmat, all wisdom. This is Allah's kalam, and there is no doubt in this Quran. Follow it if you want. Turn your back on the dictates of the Quran at your own peril. Allah describes a journey in the Quran. Every one of us has to undertake this journey. But when Allah describes this journey, Allah doesn't say 1 year's time. Allah doesn't say 1 month's time. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Allah is not addressing the kafir. Allah is addressing the man of iman, the one who believes in the Quran, the one who advocates that he is role model, is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah addresses you and I. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ittaqullah. Fear Allah. And prepare for the inevitable journey that is happening tomorrow. What is this tomorrow that Allah is talking about? وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. You have made plans for the next 10 years. Some of you are planning for the next 20 years. Child is born, you're already envisaging the university education. You've already mapped out your plans for the future. My respected brothers, repeatedly in the Quran, Allah advocates one message over and over again and reminds us, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ اعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما
وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون.
I recited a few verses. Wallah, even with my limited knowledge, many, many verses, Allah is constantly reminding us, don't be deceived by this dunya. Future is not 10 years, is not 20 years. Future is tomorrow. This future planning that you are making, these designs, these ambitions that are driving us one goalpost to the next goalpost to the next goalpost, the running, the bar door behind this dunya, many, many verses, Allah reminds us, غرور, غرور, غرور. This is a deception, this is a deception, this is a deception. Tujhe marna hai bhai. You are going to die, and that death is not far away. That death is not far away. You have come into this world to prepare for akhirat, not dunya. What is intelligence? I mentioned earlier, what are the intelligent choices that you and I are making? Today, who do we consider to be intelligent? Quran on the one side, the height of intelligence. After Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his knowledge? What was his intellect? What was his intelligence? Wahab bin Munabbih, rahimahullah, puts it beautifully. Inna Allah ta'ala lam yu'ti jami' al-nas min bad'i al-dunya ila inqidaiha min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa kahabbati ramlin bayna rimali al-dunya. He said, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, the aqal and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. All these verses and many more. One message. Allah is telling us in the Quran, the intelligence, intellect, perception, wisdom of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not acquired through any worldly means. He was given revelation directly by Allah. أَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Allah says, we open the door of wahi, intellect, divine wisdom upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much? How much? Quran doesn't tell us how much. Allah says, مَا أَوْحَى. Imagine whatever you want. His intellect was even greater than that. So who is intelligent? Who have we made our role model? Who is our guide? Who are we following? This question was put to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man akyasun nas, ya Rasulullah, in your ummah, who are the intelligent people? Who are the intelligent people? In humanity, who are the intelligent people? Who are making the wise choices? Which of you have got your priorities in order? Planning dunya for the next 10 years, is this a sign of intelligence? chasing after this dunya for that which you are going to leave behind, is this an intelligent man? That person whose financial empire is expanding exponentially and the bagdor of dunya day and night, is he an intelligent person? You look up to him, you admire his dunya, you look at his clothing, you look at the status symbols, the Rolex watch, the Hugo Boss suit, the fancy car, the huge industry, the beautiful home, and you feel this is someone that has achieved something, he is intelligent. Weigh this in the light of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he tell us? Man akyasun nas, who is the most intelligent person? He said, aktharuhum dhikran lil maut wa ashadduhum istadadan له أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let society would say whatever they want. Look up to whoever you want. Venerate whoever you want. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has laid down in stone the sign of true intelligence. The wise man amongst you. The one who has got his priorities is in order. The one who is making the correct choices. He said, it is that person who is alive to the fact that mujhe marna hai, I have to die. There is no longevity in this life. This dunya is a dhoka. This dunya is a deception. Every Nabi of Allah came with that message over and over and over again. A man comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, give me advice, O Nabi of Allah. Give me advice, O Nabi of Allah. This is not an old man. This is not an old man, because you and I, Allah forgive us, we have consigned more to elderly people. Wake up to the reality. Not only the old are dying, the young are dying. Not only the retired are dying, the busy are dying. Not only the sick are dying, the healthy are dying. We are constantly given this reminder. He said, a man who is alive to the fact ke mujhe marna hai. Marna hai. And marna hai, alive to the fact, doesn't mean take one tasbih and sit in one corner of the masjid and say, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die. No. What does it mean? Ashadduhum isti'adadan lahu. It is that person who is constantly preparing for mort and death. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma was in his late teens at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when this incident occurred, he would have been 15, 16. The riwayat doesn't tell us. Maybe even younger. He says, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam put this into my heart to such an extent. He didn't. Normally sahaba, when they would narrate, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I saw, I heard. This is not what he says. He says, on this occasion, this message was so important. So great is the deception of this dunya, the glitter and glamour and the light and the bagdor and the lie of this dunya is so great. My Nabi worried about it to such an extent that he approaches this young man. And what does this young man say? أَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِمَ Mankibaya, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught hold of me by my two shoulders. And he shook me. He shook me. And what did he say? Part of that hadith, Ud nafsaka min ahlil qubur. Oh my son, oh Abdullah, oh my beloved, count yourself as if you are already in the grave. Waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Quran tells us, Quran is nasihat, Quran is advice. وَذَكِّرْ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, and then remind. This word ذَكِّرْ is like أَذِّنْ. Azan we don't hear one time. It's a different matter that 95% of the ummah azan is falling on deaf ears. But that muazzin gives the azan at fajr, at zuhr, at asr, at maghrib, at isha, reminding you again and again and again. Dhakkir, Allah says, remind, and then remind, and then remind. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Ad-deenun nasiha. Our deen is nasihat, our deen is advice, our deen is hikmat. And there are few personalities that have been highlighted, that Allah blessed them with hikmat and wisdom. Time constraints we have, but in the light of that, I want to mention one particular nasihat, Allah's qasam. Allah's qasam, if we will take this nasihat to heart, it will change the entire direction of our life. It will change the entire perspective, because this is that personality that the seal of approval, Allah in the Quran praises, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. Allah says, we bless Luqman alayhi salam with hikmat and wisdom. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says, this hikmat and wisdom is not acquired, it is Allah's gift, it is Allah's ni'mat, it is Allah's bounty, and the one whom Allah has given it to has received a great wealth. No wealth of this world will compare with divine hikmat and wisdom that Allah blesses a person. Why? Because my Nabi said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ indeed. When Allah decides goodness for someone, Allah gives him the true understanding, the true faqahat, the true perception. He gets the balance so far as his deen is concerned. Deen becomes the priority. Akhirat becomes the priority. Sahaba would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that riwayat I mentioned earlier. Ya Rasulullah, give me advice. Not an old person. Give me advice. What does the advice my Nabi gives him? Make every salah as if it is your last salah. Sahaba would come, dullani ala amalin yubaiduni minan nar wa yudkhiluni aljannah. Ya Rasulullah, give me advice, something that will distance me from Jahannam, cause me to enter Jannah. Sometimes they would come and they would ask, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin la as'alu anhu ahadan ba'dak. Tell me something, give me some advice, so that after this I don't have to ask for any more advice. This was part of the mizaj and temperament and day-to-day life of Madina Munawwara. Sahaba would seek advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Luqman was that personality whose hikmat and wisdom and advice, the Quran places the seal of approval upon. Time constraints they are. What was his background? Was he an academic? Did he go to school? Did he go to university? What was his background? Various riwayat. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Kana abadan habashiyan najjaran. He was a black Abyssinian slave. More other riwayat, he was from Sudan. He was a carpenter by trade. Early part of his life, he was a slave. Someone met him in the latter part of his life and said, Alasta alladhi kunta tar'a ma'i al-ghanam. You are the same one who used to look after sheep with me. Ma balagha bika ma ara. How is it that Allah has elevated you like this? How did you reach this maqam? The thousands are thronging around you to take advice from you. Two things he said. Take it to heart. Take it to heart. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. When Allah gives you wisdom, it is a great wealth, greater than any wealth of this world. Luqman gives the raz, the secret. Why? How Allah blessed him? On the basis of what? He said, two qualities I had. Siddiqul hadith. When I spoke the truth. When I spoke the truth. A mu'min is not a liar. A mu'min is not deceptive. A man of iman is a person of honesty and integrity. Today, unfortunately, instead of being the exception, lies and deception has become the norm. Sidqul hadith, he said, I spoke the truth. Second, wasamtu amma la ya'nini. I avoided useless speech, useless activities. Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the beauty of a man's Islam is his abstention from that which is of no use. Useless speech, ghibat, slander, picking on people, hurt. Be silent. Prepare for that qabr. Know and understand, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word you are uttering is being recorded. Are you insulting your wife? Are you insulting your children? Are you insulting your staff? Are you making ghibat about someone morning till night? Take stock of ourselves. This is not something small. This is something very, very great. In fact, this was not my topic, but I'm digressing. Once Luqman told his son, I made the khidmat of hundreds of anbiya. Allah gave him a very long life according to riwayat. Some say he was from the progeny of Dawud alayhi salam. Some say he lived in the time of Lut alayhi salam. Nevertheless, he made khidmat of many anbiya. He said, I took four things from them. Idha kunta fis salah, fahfaz qalbak. When you are in salah, guard your heart. Wa idha kunta alal ma'ida, fahfaz halqak. Wa fi riwayat, mi'adak. When you are on the dastarkhan, guard your stomach, guard your throat, be conscious of what you are eating. Wa idha kunta fi baytil ghayr, when you are in a strange place, when you are in public, fahfaz aynak, guard your eyes. Wa idha kunta bayna al khalq, fahfaz lisanak, when you come in contact with people. Look at the advice. Allah blessed him with wisdom. What was the foundation? He said, when you are with people, idha kunta bayna al khalq, fahfaz lisanak, guard your tongue. Guard your tongue. Guard your tongue. Actions are not just happening. They are being recorded. This life is temporary. Akhirat is the goal. Nevertheless, like I said, such advice, such advice. Quran places the seal on this. Such advice. Again, I am digressing. When Allah speaks of the advice of Luqman alayhi salam, what does Allah say in the Quran? Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, O my beloved son, O my beloved son. The first target of his advice was his own children. Today our homes are devoid of ta'lim. They are devoid of dini muzakara. They are devoid of dini nasihat. That filthy, dirty shaitan box has proliferated our homes. Internet, Google, hours and hours of fuhash and filth has entered our homes. The zulmat and poison of this is destroying our progeny. Understand, children are naqash. Children will imitate. Go talk till you turn blue in the face to your child of the importance of salah. But when azan is called out, you are not moving towards the masjid. Forget about the reality of that entering that child. No madrasa and school and ta'lim and ulama are going to make the tarbiyat of your children like the home has to become the place of tarbiyat. Every home has to be a madrasa. Every home has to be a markaz of iman. This is the cry of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi to revive this. This was not his brainchild. This was Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every home was a maktab. Every home was a madrasa. Establish this dini environment in your home. Establish the halaqat of talib. Luqman alayhi salam. Allah raises Al-Ateena Luqman al-Hikmah. Allah says we gave him hikmat. We gave him the greatest treasure. And what does Quran tell us about him when he gives his nasihat? It's not accidental, but Allah says it over and over again. Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya. Oh my beloved son, oh my beloved son, oh my beloved son. In other words, the first target of your nasihat and dini effort is your own family. Bring this muzakara of iman alive in your home. At the time of the death of Luqman, he gathered his sons and he said, throughout my life I have given you advice. Today I am going to tell you six things. Time constraints we have, very briefly we will go through them. Like I said, if we take this to heart, this will change the entire perspective and understanding of our life. He says, Usika bisitti khisal. I am going to give you six pieces of advice. And oh my sons, what is this advice? This advice is the nichor. This is advice is the essence. Ijtama alayhi ilmul awwalina wal akhirin. Every revelation of the past and the future that will come down is incorporated in the six advices. First advice. لا تشغل قلبك إلى الدنيا إلا بقدر بقائك فيها. Make effort, take to heart, involve your heart and the pursuit of your effort towards this dunya. To what extent? 100 years ago you and I were not here. The world was running. Today we think we are running the world. Things can't happen without us. 100 years from now, if Allah hasn't brought Qiyamah, understand my respected brothers, this world will still be running. A person boards a train, he boards a bus, he boards an airplane. Why? What does this mean? It is temporary. He is going to get off at his destination. In exactly the same way, you and I have not come to live in this world. We have come to die. Gather 100 people and ask them, by what's your age? What's your age? How old are you? Someone will tell you 10, someone will say 20, someone will say 30, someone will say 40. First question. 100 different answers you'll get. Second question, ask all 100, how much time do you have left? What is your baqa in this dunya? You want the correct answer to that? That janazah, Allah make her maghfirat, grant her the highest stages in Jannah. That janazah is giving you the answer, how much time you've got left. There was one janazah going. Someone asked Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, whose janazah that is? Whose, natural question, whose janazah is that? He says, bhai, that is your janazah. That janazah that is going is your janazah. And if you don't like what I'm saying, take it as my janazah. Because my Allah has said, innaka mayyit wa innahum mayyitun. We want to talk, a lot of us, sometimes we don't want to hear Quran and Hadith, we want to hear statistics. Statistically, from today for the next 24 hours, between today and tomorrow, 160,000 people will die. Between now and the next 24 hours, 160,000 people will die. And know and understand, their coming was sequential. First the grandfather, then the father, then the child. This mort and death that I am talking about, this departure, there is no sequence. There is no sequence for that. Who that 160,000 plus minus is, only Allah knows. In the next 1 year, plus minus population of South Africa, 60 million. 60 million people will die that are living today from 1 year from now, 2026. 60 million people will be in the qabr. What guarantee do you and I have? What intelligence is this bagdor of dunya? My Nabi, you can regard who you want as intelligent. He told us who is intelligent. He said, the man who is conscious that I'm going to die tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr, cry tears of blood now in the summer months as Fajr is getting earlier. Barely one saf in this masjid when the Imam starts his salah. Barely one saf. How many Muslims in this locality? Do any of those people at the time of Fajr who are not in the masjid, no, have some guarantee they are going to live for that day? Are you going to die on the day that you declared war? Are you going to die on the day that you made the masiyat of Allah? What are our parents are crying, children are not doing well in school, financial goals are not being achieved. When is the tears of the ummah going to be for this? When is this only the concern of the Tabligh Jamaat to go door to door and call people to the masjid? Allah's qasam, every one of us is responsible. How can we not be worried? My Nabi said, the solution to the protection of the ummah is Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Fajr Salah with Jamaat. Fajr Salah with Jamaat. This majma of Juma, where are they at the time of Fajr? Is it only a janazah salah that makes us come in numbers? Is it only Jummah that makes us come in numbers? Coming back to this, he said, لَا تَشْغَلْ قَلْبَكَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. Do not engage in the pursuit of dunya except to the extent you are going to remain in dunya. Second advice, وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. Oh my sons, make effort for akhirat. Not 1 year's time, not 10 years' time. We are very worried, every one of us. Sort out the future. Ensure the future financial prosperity of my generations. Leave my children well off. ensure that their future plan, walk into any bank, any institution of riba, future, future, future. That statement is 100% correct. You and I are supposed to be worried about the future. We have been wired like that. That is the way and the system of this world. The problem is the intelligent person will understand the future is akhirat, not dunya. 10-20 years of this dunya is not future. Allah's qasam, future is akhirat. Because that akhirat, look at how our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it. Put his finger in the ocean, lift it up. This example technically is not correct. Normally we translate, dunya is the drop of water, ocean is akhirat. Drop of water doesn't remain. Wetness of the finger, he took qasam on Allah. He said it's dunya. That too technically is not correct. Because the ocean you can keep dipping. Keep finding wetness. Maybe 1,000 years, million years, billion years. Eventually it will come to an end. Akhirat is never coming to an end. Akhirat is never coming to an end. And my Nabi took a qasam. He said it is one of two things. It is either Jannat or it is either Jahannam. Either Jannat or either Jahannam. And it is never coming to an end. That is the future. وَعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ بِقَدْرِ بَقَائِكَ فِيهَا. He said, work for your akhirat to the extent that you are going to remain in akhirat. Third advice. أَتِعْ رَبَّكَ بِقَدْرِ حَاجَتِكَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah has made this human being. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. All of us are weak. We are dependent. We are faqir. We are muhtaj. Food, 6 or 8 hours time, we'll be hankering for food, hungry. Leave food, drink. Few hours, we're thirsty. Leave that. Air, 18 times plus minus every minute we're breathing in and out. 20,000 times a day. Air gets cut off, we'll be gasping. Greater than food, greater than shelter, greater than air, greater than water, greater than any other need, my respected brothers, by the qasam of Allah, is our need upon Allah. We need Allah to see, to hear, to speak, to walk, to talk. We need Allah. How many countless balances? Rain stops, people are crying. Too much rain, people are crying. Heat becomes too much, problem. Cold becomes too much, problem. Everything, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything is in the dominion of Allah. Every millisecond of every moment, this heart is pumping. Who is behind it? Whose design is it? Whose qudrat is it? Allahu Akbar, 24 trillion blood cells are undertaking a journey. Circumference of your circulatory system is more than 3 times the circumference of the earth. 92,000 kilometers, 3 to 5,000 journeys every day. I'm not going to a biology lesson. Every second, 7 million blood cells are dying. Every second, 7 million blood cells are being replaced. Where are the dead blood cells being taken out? In the form of your fingernail. How many countless ways we are dependent on Allah. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every one of you is faqir, beggar before Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Ghani and worthy of praise is only Allah. Ati' rabbak biqadri hajatika ilayh. Luqman gives his son's advice. Obey Allah to the extent that you need Allah. Obey Allah to the extent that you are dependent on Allah. Fourth advice. وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ فِي فِكَاكِ رَقَبَتِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Just one ayat. Like that there are hundreds, if not thousands of ayat. O people of Iman, save yourselves, save your families from Jahannam, the fuel of which is men and stones. Alayha, upon it appointed are angels whose hearts are hard. Your screams of pain and your screams of cries for mercy will fall on deaf ears. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They will only do what Allah has commanded them. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They will discharge the command of Allah. Save yourselves and your families from that Jahannam. Luqman tells us, fourth advice, وَلْيَكُنْ سَعْيُكَ. Strive, finish yourself, tire yourself, make this your ambition and goal. What? To save yourself from Jahannam, save your families from Jahannam, obey Allah, bring your life on Allah's ibadat, stay away from haram, stay away from haram. The fifth advice, وَلْيَكُنْ جُرْأَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاسِ بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ فِي النَّارِ. Tomorrow, when you are feeling very sleepy and tired, and the azan of Fajr is being called out, and it is very tempting to carry on sleeping, then Luqman, bring this advice in front, bring this advice in front. He said, have so much courage to disobey Allah to the extent that you are able to bear the fire of Jahannam. Can you and I bear that fire? Allah protect us. Aadhan Allahu minha. Take one candle, put your finger and put it on that flame. How long can you last? 10 seconds? 1 minute? That Jahannam, khalidina fiha abada, Allah protect us, is forever and ever. Akhirat is forever. Jannat, my Nabi said, such a Jannat Allah has prepared. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what Allah has kept in Jannat. So finish yourself to save yourself from Jahannam and enter Jannat. And be courageous to disobey Allah, to run behind this dunya, to defy the call, the constant reminder. What did my Nabi tell us? When you look at that janaza, address it, go to the graveyard, address that grave and say, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. You have gone ahead, Allah make your maghfirat. I am coming right behind you. I am coming. Get your affairs in order. Get your affairs in order. Get your affairs in order. You owe somebody. Pay them. You've usurped someone's right. Address that. Stop putting things on the side. My Nabi, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, would not perform the janaza of someone who owed someone money. How much longer are we going to take these things lightly? Sixth advice, I'm going to terminate, we're running out of time. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْصِيَ مَوْلَاكَ فَاتْلُبْ مَكَانًا لَا يَرَى. Oh my beloved sons, if your mind is made up, مُجھے غَلَطْ كَرْنَا هِي هَي, I am going to break Allah's command. I can't resist the temptation. That eye candy is too attractive. Zina is too attractive, Allah protect us. Sharab, drugs, whatever it may be. Running behind the din, too attractive, I can't. Too tempting. He said, if your mind is made up, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْصِيَ مَوْلَاكَ, your mind is made up to do the wrong, then do me one favor. What? فَطْلُبْ مَكَانَ اللَّهِ يَرَاكَ. Find some place to do your wrong where Allah can't see you. Where Allah can't see you do the wrong there, because normal human nature, even a gunegar, when he wants to do something wrong, he checks, who's looking? Sometimes you're driving midnight on the highway, speed camera, you press the brakes, why? Camera. You look at a farm, you see one scarecrow, birds even are running, why? Someone is looking. They think, perception, someone is looking. Alam ya'alam, bi anna Allah yara. Do you not know that Allah is looking at you? Umar radiallahu anhu, patrolling the streets of Medina, overhears one conversation, young girl and her mother. Houses are not like our houses, thin houses, small houses. So what the mother is telling the child, add water to the milk, it will look like more. We'll get more profit. What does the little child say? Naha Amirul Mumineen Umar an fi'li hadha al-ghash. Amirul Mumineen Umar has prohibited this deception. Where is Umar? Umar is not here. What is the response? In kana Umar la yarana fa inna Allah yarana. Oh my mother, Umar can't see us. Where are we going to hide from Allah? Where are we going to hide from Allah? My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mapped it out for us. Who is the intelligent one amongst you? The one who is preparing. The one who is conscious. The one who takes the sabak from this janaza. Allah granted the highest stage in Jannah. But These reminders are coming. This life is like a bubble. A bubble. It's gonna burst any second. Come out of this deception that we have some long extension. Allah make her maghfirat. But it is a reminder for you and I. A reminder for you and I. A reminder for you and I. That on the one hand, Allah's mercy, we have been given the extension. The other hand, don't take it for granted. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.